This is really about the support of the Supergrass group, FAST, Families Against Supergrass Grants, and also in opposition to the legislation, SAPA 205 legislation, that's been brought back in, and the authorities claim that it's transparent and open, and it's a better deal. As someone who was charged on the Supergrass trial in the early 80s, I don't see any difference for the defendant. It's all weighed towards the authorities, where the Supergrass, if he doesn't go through with his agreement, contract, as they now call them, he then does, in the recent case, the 22 years rather than the 2 or 3 years that they're given. There is no safeguard for the defendants whatsoever. So if you're a defendant in a Supergrass case, nothing has actually changed. And I'm just going to go through the motion. Conference notes with regret that the use of uncorroborated, unsupported supergrasses has re-emerged in this jurisdiction, termed as assisting offenders through the SAPA 205 legislation. When conference considers that throughout such show trials in the past, the evidence provided by the supergrass has been demonstrated to be unreliable, dishonest, contaminated, collusive, and not worthy of belief. Conference, there remain serious concerns about the supergrass process. These people are ultimately self-serving, self-motivated, whose credibility, integrity and reliability are very much suspect to all sorts of concerns. The whole notion of relying solely on that person's testimony to send someone to prison for a very long time raises matters of great concern. Conference further notes that the human rights group Families Against Supergrass Trials have stated that the consequences of such trials are 1. Families are deprived of loved ones, torn apart by financial hardship and emotional distress, a ripple effect which leads to dysfunction within the family. By the time the justice system has come to its conclusion, a way of life for the detained individual and the families affected may never be regained. 2. Individuals accused of crimes on uncorroborated evidence, taken from their homes and confined to prison, often for very long periods. These victims are then subjected to trial by diplomat court, which consists of no jury, and an absolutely ludicrous scenario proceeds where the judge must warn himself of the dangers of a conviction based on uncorroborated testimony. Conference, on what principle can we call this justice? 3. Conference, history has shown that these trials to be unsuccessful, highly costly to the public purse, which we've seen this week, totally ineffective and extremely devastating for the accused and their families. Conference, Families Against Supergrass Trials believes in the rights of communities and families to protect their loved ones. Conference, Families Against Supergrass Trials also believe that this is a corrupt system which allows for the detention of innocent individuals on supergrass testimony. Conference, Families Against Supergrass Trials also believes that it allows for internment by remand and is a gross manipulation of the judicial system. Conference therefore calls on the Progressive Unionist Party to call upon and lobby the Justice Minister and the Attorney General to instigate a review of the Serious Organised Crime and Police Act 2005, better known as SAPA. 2. Make a firm commitment to raise objection with the Director of Public Prosecutions, the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, and the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. 3. Pursue the prosecution of the Stewart brothers for attempting to pervert the course of justice through perjury and a blatant breach of their SAPA agreement in light of Mr. Justice Gillan's comments in his summing up at the conclusion of the recent Supergrass trial. And lastly, to openly and with vigour support the ongoing work of Families Against Supergrass Trials through the Action for Community Transformation Justice Department. Conference, thank you.
Paul O'Connor is the seconder for that, just to, for the formalities to second that. Who is it officially a second? Ken Robinson or?
Ken.
Ken, okay. Ken's going to say a few words on it as well.
Good morning, conference. First of all, I'd like to state quite clearly that the families against Supergrass Trails and the Progressive Greens Party aren't against justice. We are for justice, but justice on a level playing field. And what we have seen here is justice has been damped. The scales of justice are supposed to set level, not tilted in any one way. That's what we've seen through the Supergrass trial here. They can put all the cosmetics on what they want. They can call it by different names, but it's still exactly the same thing as it was in the 80s. It failed then. And what we've seen here, it failed miserably again at the cost of what they're putting out at 11.5 million, which could have went to better things. But when we talk about justice, you know, justice has been turned on its head by the trial which we've seen here. Justice was twisted and torn by two people who were liars. Two people who admitted in open court that they were perverts, they were sex offenders. They escaped that. We are also demanding that the Stewart brothers be brought back and face these charges. We have seen in the past week, I mean, people may think nothing to do with it, the issue of Jimmy Savile, when they talk about interfering with children, underage sex. The Stewart brothers in open court admitted that they had that. It was pushed over. This Supergrass trial was an embarrassment to the ATP. It was an embarrassment to the PSNI. And it was an embarrassment to the Justice City of Northern Ireland. But on the human side of things, we had people, some who were incarcerated for up to near 2 years. One gentleman who had no convictions whatsoever, none, and I mean none, and I stand by that. In 2 years, he was able to spend one night with his wife and his family. And that's what they call justice. Just think about it. These aren't my words. These are the words of Mr. Justice Gillam. The evidence before me has been too weak and unreliable, based as it was on the flawed and unreliable Stewart's testimony. The supporting evidence falls far short of restoring the necessary credibility to satisfy me beyond reasonable doubt as to the guilt of any of the accused on these charges. Them's the words of Lord Chief Justice Gillam. And what we've also seen the court, we're talking about the human side of things. The ATP and their trial maps episode to bring people to get testimony. One young man took his own life, committed suicide. Them facts aren't out there. They were spoke about in open court, but they weren't put out. One young man, then the trial again, and it brought another person forward. This guy was a drug addict, heroin addict, a pathetic sight. Even the people who he was pointing a finger at felt sorry for him. So we can see how the justice was twisted and turned, all for people to get a conviction which was never going to come. And we all seen that as we sat down the court in the days, and we sat with the families for weeks upon weeks upon weeks, and the trials and tribulations that they went through. The stigma and the media trying to convict these people even before they get under court. And we talk about the law and how it's administered. Operation Stafford. I'm writing to all Operation Stafford victims and the families to formally introduce myself to you as the current senior investigating officer in charge of the investigation, and to explain some special arrangements that I have put in place at the request of the independent oversight panel relating to the forthcoming trial.
The independent person in that oversight trial was Nuno alone. How can that lady be independent? She brought forward Operation Ballast, the dead went to Operation Stubborn. So where's the independency there? But another thing is fact. I am aware that many of you will want to follow the progress of the forthcoming prosecution, as it may be relevant to other cases that have not yet resulted in charges been brought. Think about that. The place that they said was for an overspill of jury and other people wanted to go wasn't set up for that. Letters like these were sent out to people who had no connection whatsoever to do with the last case. They give them till a foresight until cases that there was no convictions on. And this is where the law has twisted and turned in these operations. And we demand that there is an investigation until the procedures that took place. And just the end, there's one very relevant point. If I can find it. And it states, there exists a real danger that a focus on securing convictions under these trial conditions could lead to be a more general undermining of public faith and the administration of justice here in Northern Ireland. In the 1980s, the system delivered unsafe convictions and a reduction in the credibility of Northern Ireland's justice system. It is in no one's interest to return to those sorry days. I'd ask Congress to support the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. I just want to point out one thing before we have a vote on the motion to be adopted or otherwise by the party. It's just, I know there's quite a few guests here today, and yous are welcome, and maybe forgot to say that earlier. But obviously, you won't have a vote. It's party members only. I'll be looking for a show of hands when it comes to voting on the motion, I say adopt them or otherwise. But say times we're going to, instead of coffee break being 11, we're going to push it back to 11:15. So still a few minutes. If anyone else would like to comment on that, like give us their opinion on it or anything. No. If not, we'll go to the vote. Again, I'm just going to ask for a show of hands. You've heard Ken and Raymond putting the case regarding that, and we're fortunate to have both of those gentlemen on the executive. So we'll be able to pursue that from the top of the party and or from the executive line and no doubt in your own branches as well. But anyway, let's first of all go through the procedure of is paid those party members in support of the motion. Please raise your hand. Thank you. And those against? Well, that's a totally unanimous decision, so that will be adopted by the party, and we will endeavour to do whatever is necessary in supporting the families, etc.